What's up? What's up, everybody? This is Hush, aka How You Stop Him. And today is Friday, December 14th, 2018. Part two. I have a good guest with me on the phone right now. What up? What up? What up?
Hey, Hush, how you doing?
I'm cooling. I'm cooling. It's good to get a hold of you, you know. I want to talk to
I
you real
know.
quick.
I know it's early. My voice sounds crazy, so we ain't going to be up here too long.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Just go right in, you know, start the talk. You could tell the folks how we met and then tell them about what you got going on. I'm going to chime in with you. I'm here with you.
Yes, so I met you, Hush, doing Brownie Baby. She created that. That is such a wonderful show. I first saw that show and I fell in love with it, and I was honored to be, you know, a part of it. Then after that, you know, we didn't do anything else until I don't know how this happened, but I woke up one day and I just thought about a story, Bernadette and Rufus. I don't know why I just thought about that. It's just something crazy about a couple who really, really love each other, but they just can't stand each other. They're always going at each other. They're always like trying to stop each other, trying to sabotage each other. You know what I'm saying? And little things like that. And then I just thought about you. I don't know why I just thought about you. You fit the character just like 100%. And then when we filmed it the other day, I was like, wow. So yeah, that's how I met you. That's how I remembered you. And that's how I figured, damn, when I thought about this show, I just thought about you. I don't know why. And then each and every one, and I got a whole bunch more characters coming too. If this first one turns out good, then I'm going to do some more with a whole lot more characters. I have their bios and everything already together. So hopefully Bernadette and Rufus will become something big, and that'll be something regular for both of us to do and everybody else that I got involved.
That's what's up. That's up. That's what's up. Tell the people when that's coming, though, the first part.
Oh, the first part is coming tonight at 8 o'clock on YouTube. So you can go to Dave May Films and look for Bernadette and Rufus, and you can click the bell. There's like a reminder up there. You can click the bell and it will remind you at 8 o'clock when it's coming on. It's like a little countdown thing. So make sure you like it. If you're not subscribed yet, subscribe. Comment, you know, honest comments. I love honest stuff, no matter how harsh or how nice it is. Make sure you're honest. And yeah, Bernadette and Rufus. I don't know where it came from. I just woke up one morning and I started writing, and I'm not a writer. I don't do any type of writing. That is just not my thing at all. It's not my lane. It's just something I tried. It seemed like something fun to do, you know, and I was like, let's just do it. Have some fun, you know. If it turns into something big, then it turns into something big. If it ends at this one, then it was ends at this one. It was something fun to do, you know.
Right, you got to jump out there sometimes and go with a vision that you may have. I totally respect that.
Right.
Tell the people what else you did, though. You've been in other, you did other acting, you had other things. Tell them.
Yeah, so I'm also in Brotherhood of the Bronx season one. Brotherhood of the Bronx season one is a spinoff from Smith, the web series. I play a lady named Katrina Bell, and you have to watch it to find out about Katrina Bell. We're working on season two right now of Brotherhood of the Bronx, so stay tuned for that next year. But right now, we're working on a whole bunch of other projects. We're always looking for new people, you know, to add to the team for Brotherhood of the Bronx. So, you know, just keep an eye out, maybe join our Facebook page, Brotherhood of the Bronx, Instagram, Brotherhood of the Bronx. You can follow me at FineIsWine3. What's that lower line bar thing called again? I forgot what that's called. BOTB on Instagram. Yep. And just to keep up with us and everything, I also have a small part in Wrote It. What else did I play in? What else am I in? I think that's it, right? Yeah, I think that's it. Got me kind of early, Hush. I'm just getting my faculties together right now.
So I want you to also talk about the, you know, the hair thing. You said you did hair for like a long time. Put that out there too.
I've been doing hair for 40 years. This year made 40 years that I've been getting paid to do hair. I basically do a lot of weaves, all different types of weaves, sew-ins, any type of closures, frontals, 360s. I make a lot of wigs. I do a lot of hair for alopecia patients, people who have cancer and stuff like that, you know, thinning. I do a lot of stuff with hair, so I don't do any braids. I stopped braiding back in the 80s, but as far as anything else, I do mostly weaves and a lot of wigs now.
How does that work? If somebody want to get up with you, they got to come to where you at? Do you make any kind of traveling, or does it depend?
I mean, traveling can be worked out, you know what I'm saying? So I would have to speak to that person. And they can call me. The number is 203-936-7093. Or they can go to my website, and that would be styleseat, styleseat. com/Janetti. That's JANETTI Glenn, GLENN. And you can book your appointments through there, or you can email me or text me through there also. But yeah, a lot of people come to me. I have like a good 7 or 8 people that come to me from New York to get their hair done. My sister comes to me from DC. My mom comes from Massachusetts. So people do travel to me to come get their hair done also. But I can work out travel with people, though.
Okay. I want to, just for the people, to repeat that website joint and say your email. I want people to really get this.
Okay. So it's going to be styleseat.com/Janetti Glenn. And my the website, you can, and also I sell here also, so you can order here. Well, you would still have to reach me, so it would be best to call me at 203-936-7093. So that's the best two ways to reach me as far as your hair and stuff. That's the sign, yeah.
Dope. So after Bernadette and Rufus, right, you have anything else that you're going to try to do and put out there? Anything else you want to do?
Well, right now I'm trying to, just focus on Bernadette and Rufus. That's going, and I'm Rufus even came from, so I'm still trying to process that. So I got other things going on. I don't like to talk about what I want to do before I do it, because I kind of feel like that jinxes me. So I like to wait until I have things going on before I like to just put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So
respect. Mm-hmm. All right, so we just gonna go back. We're gonna, like you said, this is off guard in the morning time, so we could wrap up. Little sec. I just want you to go back and bring up the Bernadette Rufus again, how they could see it. Shout out all the people in it and all of that real quick.
All right, let me go. I wonder if I can come out of this. All right, so Bernadette and Rufus, for the first episode, there's going to be Centauri Red. You just got to watch it to see who the characters are. We got Hush, of course. You got me, Janetti, and you got my grandson, Maurice, who has a little cameo appearance in it because he was here. And that's going to be on tonight at 8:00 sharp on YouTube. So you go to Dave May Films, or you can just simply type in Bernadette and Rufus and you'll see it. Make sure you subscribe. Also hit the reminder bell so that it can let you know exactly what time it comes on, because there's like a timer on it right now, a preview. So that's how you can get to watch Bernadette and Rufus. Also, I'm in another one up there called Dark Man 3, which Dave May has Dark Man 1, 2, and 3. He also has a whole lot of other stuff on that page. So if you go up there and subscribe, you'll see more things than just Bernadette and Rufus and Brotherhood of the Bronx. He has a lot of different things that he does. So it's a good page to follow.
Right. Shout out Dave May for sure. Like, he's
Dave,
a good dude.
I love him. Dave is such a one. Yeah. Everybody in the cast is just so dope. I haven't met one person on Brotherhood of the Bronx that just made me feel unwelcome. Everybody, I've never met people like these people before. They're so consistent, and they're just great people to be around. And I thank God that I met each and every one of them. Each and every one of them, I thank God I met.
That is so dope. That is so dope. Well, hon, thanks for joining me this morning. This is dope. I wanted you to get on here bad, and you did. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. We all are going to be tuned in tonight.
But we made it happen.
Right. And we all going to be tuned in tonight for Bernadette and Rufus. Like she said, go to YouTube, subscribe to Dave May Films, and that is tonight at 8:00. Shout out to the whole cast. Shout out Dave once again. And we got it.
That's DAVEMAY Films, Dave May Films.
Right. So thanks again. Enjoy your day, because we out of here, man. And I'm putting this out right now. So it's going to be live
All
in a
right,
second.
Hush, you have a good one, too. And I'll talk to you later. We'll talk All later right. on after it goes off. I'm so nervous.
No doubt. Nah, you good. You good. You good. Later.
All right.
What's up, everybody? This is Hush, a.k.a. How You Stop Him. And today is Friday, December 14th, 2018. As we end this year, I think this was a good year for hip hop. So the top hip hop albums for me in the conversation, and the most recent impactful one is the Meek Mill's Championship. I just want to salute him. Even outside of rap, he's been doing some good things with prison reform and the whole police brutality type feel as far as how we treat it, you know, especially with the law. I did go to that concert for prison reform where Meek killed it. That was dope. So back to the album though, Championship. I think that's in conversation for one of the best albums this year. It's still early. I'm still dissecting it. I know that he is favorable and gets the pass because he got the Biggie track with Jay and Rick Ross. They speed up the tempo a little bit. That's called What's Free. I think Respect the Game is the Dead President's beat. It has definitely like that feel. Getaway, the Havoc and Mobb Deep joint. I forgot the name of his track though, but he has that track as well. And I can't say I was a Meek fan from day one, but he's always had joints that I did like. But this album right here may have grabbed my attention the most. So I'm not putting it at number one. I'm just saying it's in the argument for the best album. It could very well be number one, but I still got to listen to it some more. Lil Wayne, Carter 5. I don't know where I put that. I like it. There's things about it I like. But I don't think for the weight that we got the best Wayne. You know what I mean? He didn't fail. He didn't do a bad job. I'm just saying, I don't know where I really placed that at. I'm still dissecting that album as well. Nicki's Queen album. That's also in the middle for me. Like, there's parts of the album where she gets in her bag and start going, like, you know, I salute her on Good Form, Run and Hide, joints like that. I don't know where I put that either. These are just in the conversation for albums. Drake's Scorpion, I think that's dope. He also goes somewhere a little bit that's not really for me, but I think that overall album is dope. J. Cole, K.O.D., I like what Styles P has been doing. Dimebag, G-Host, even the joint with him and Dave East. Beloved. On the lesser notes, I do like the Carter's album. That's Jay and Beyonce, the Nas joint. I don't know if Cardi B is considered this year. I can't remember when that album came out, but you want to still talk about that? Cool. I'm probably leaving things out, but that was just my breakdown of it. So we're going to move on. Cardi B and Offset allegedly split, but they're still married. But I heard that there was some breakup or some kind of, you know, shenanigans because of Offset having a mistress come to the surface, as they say. Plus, word of mouth, which is not finalized or definite, you know, he say, she say. He had an interaction with Cuban Doll, who I want to shout out at this time, because one, she did grab me with one of her songs. I haven't really heard her whole catalog, but there's a song I do like, and she's definitely a pretty girl. So I'm not co-signing what he did or if he did or not do. It's not for me to judge, but that's a pretty girl. So I could see why, You know what I mean? No disrespect. I hope Cardi B and Offset work it out. They got that kid to raise. They could probably still co-parent if they're mature enough. You know, we always worry about that. Like when you have a baby, you know, if the parents don't get along anymore, how does that affect the kid? And the more mature you are, it should not affect the kid. The kid should not have to pay because it didn't work out. Never in life should that be the case. Raise the kid because he didn't motherfucking ask to be here. You know what I mean? So hopefully we could all grow the fuck up and handle our motherfucking business. If it don't work, it don't work. My nigga, let it go. Let it go. But that kid need that loving because y'all still laid down and made that. You feel me? I ain't gonna get biblical and all that and shit. So yeah, I hope that, forgive me, Lord. Hopefully that pans out. On another note with Cardi, I think she admits that beef with Nicki was bad for business. You know, I know women act a lot out on emotions alone sometimes, and that's not always the best decision. We really don't have a lot of hip hop artists out. I'm not saying there's not a lot of hip hop artists that's not dope female wise. Like female rappers is a scarce thing as far as this game allowing the door for that. I know there's a lot of female rappers doing their thing. I don't discredit you at all. Love you all. But Nicki and Cardi is like the names, you know what I mean? That has like the status. So I would like for them to get along, even possibly get a track together. Not saying they got to be best friends and hang out every time, but I need a track from those two young ladies. They're both very talented. So that's on that. I rarely go political, but I see that Trump is having issues with the Democratic office. They're not seeing eye to eye. His coalition is cracking. And I don't mean to really sound excited and boastful about this, but it's falling to pieces. And do you finally realize the shit that's going on in the White House and how our government is a motherfucking joke? I'm sorry. And other countries say that. I guarantee them niggas is laughing. But all right, we're gonna move on from that. LeBron and Dwayne Wade probably had their final rivalry game wise earlier this week when the Heat took on the Lakers, and LeBron got the better end of that because the Lakers won the game. I think LeBron had 28, Dwayne Wade had 15. It was emotional at the end because I think that was the last time they're going to face each other. I guess Dwayne Wade is coming to the end of his career. You know, he has rings. I definitely have him in Hall of Fame for sure. And, you know, I guess it's time for him to move on. So that was dope and emotional. Shout out to him. Shout out to Gabrielle Union. They just had a baby. I'm not going to really attack the whole surroundings behind that. I think that was artificial insemination or something like that. Or however you word the terminology of how to have kids when you can't have kids. That's still dope. God bless them. I hope everything works out. State of the Culture aired his last show for the year. That's on the Revolt channel, which thanks to Diddy, we have that. It's the host Joe Buttons, Remy Ma, Jinx, and Scotty Beam. Shout out to Scotty Beam. That girl is fine. And I respect her hustle and how she grind. You know, she's for black women and empowerment and all that. Remy Ma, we waiting on that baby. She's pregnant. Look like, you know, any day now. Shout out to Remy and Papoose. Congrats. They have the show Meet the Mackeys. I haven't checked that out yet. Shout out that. I want to shout out Love & Hip Hop New York. Just because of the Remy and Joe thing, since I'm on the subject. I don't really like reality TV like that, but I'm not against it. The hustle-wise and business-wise, you know, if it works and people are watching, hey, do your thing. So they probably about 2-3 episodes in now. Shout out Hustle in Brooklyn. It has that reality vibe like Love & Hip Hop does, but I love the title. I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm going to shout that out regardless. I have watched it. It's a little entertaining, I can't lie. I don't want to minus it like they should get the fuck out of here, but it's cool. Escape at Denimora, that's on Showtime. I'm watching that. I'm so digging that. That's the story of these two prison cats that, you know, break out of jail or whatever with the help of a female worker there. And I just want you to get into that. I don't mean to blow it up, but that's dope. I'm still on my Ray. I'm glad Ray Donovan came back. That's also Showtime. Dope, dope. I'm waiting on Game of Thrones. It's dope, man. It's been a lot of good things going on movie-wise. I mean, TV-wise, music-wise, and all of that. Movie-wise, I haven't seen Creed 2 yet. You know, a lot of people may not even be into this vibe at all, but I was a huge Rocky fan. So when Creed, you know, the first Creed came out, I'm not putting it in the best movie of all time, but I felt the whole Rocky vibe wave and all of that. So I kind of want to see what happens. That's really it for all the current events that I wanted to touch on. I just watched the K-Shawn J Mills battle. No disrespect, J Mills, you know, shout out to you and what you done for the culture and all of that, but I think K-Shawn edged you, and I don't think there's a lane for us older guys to come back to that. And I ain't saying it like I was in battle rap like that, but I've had my time. I haven't made it big like you guys, but I think our window has closed on that. The content is different and all that. I don't think, you know, it's political because K-Shawn is dope too. Shout out to him. But I think he edged you. I'm waiting on the Tay Rock Pat Stay battle. I want to see that bad. Smack is playing. Shout out Respect Life. Although we wait a very long time for those episodes, I still feel the movement. And I just want to take a minute to thank, you know, all the web series and projects that have welcomed me with open arms. It begins with Cold World. So shout out Brownie, definitely, because if it wasn't for her and Cold World, I probably wouldn't be acting at all or have this kind of progress with it. Shout out Black Delilah, Southern Belle. Shout out, these things are on YouTube, please check it out. Cold World web series, that's on YouTube, 2 seasons. Southern Belle is in its second season, that's on YouTube. After that, I went with shout out Don Forsa, Terms and Conditions May Apply, that is not out yet. The trailer is on YouTube. Terms and Conditions May Apply. Shout out all of these people, all of the cast members, anybody who had their hands in it, period. I am deeply humbled and blessed for that. After Terms and Conditions, I got shout out my man Ray Loot and Foster Sin. That new episode 4 is coming out this Sunday. This Sunday on YouTube. That's a dope project right there. Shout out Dave May Films and Janetti, because that's my most recent interaction with the acting. We have a joint called Bernadette and Rufus that drops later tonight. That's going to be on YouTube. Check it out. Check it out. So you see, I've been working, as you can see. This was just a time out to just thank everyone that, you know, have involved me in anything they have going on. Again, I'm humbled. Music was first for me, still is, will always be. So when the music took a little slide, because I haven't recorded in so long, much longer than I would want, and that's a drag because it's really only been a couple months, but I've loved music so much, like my whole life, that I didn't expect any break. But I'm back. I had just went recently, and I got something cooking. Shout out to Hit Room. I think that's it. I think I want to just close out with a message for you guys. It's the end of the year. We're about to get to a new year. Leave things that you can't control alone. Leave past mishaps and misfortunes alone. We're going in, you don't have to go into a new year to have a new perspective and a new feel of things. Start now. Let things go. Life is too short. Live your best life and just move in a way that satisfies you, but still complements the people around you that are important, if that makes sense. Because You still have responsibilities and things that you need to do. And there is a certain way to be. I'm not saying, be out here crazy with it. But if you don't have nobody to take care of, you don't have kids, or there's nothing holding you back at all, then live your best life. Wild the fuck out, no doubt. But you can still enjoy and have some fun and still handle BI. Don't be so consumed and shit. Let things go. You cannot control everything that goes on this earth. And like my man E told me, he know who he is. You gotta be happy before you're effective or any use to anybody else. So do the things that make you happy. You know what I mean? 'Cause that's gonna help better whoever's around you as well. It starts with you. And on that note, God bless. Good night.